As we complete, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, our series of shiurim on the Melacha Beirur, our shiurim have mostly focused on Beirur when we speak about two food items. In our shiur today, we will speak about Beirur in non-food items, when there is Beirur, what is the shaila, and what are the halachas. It's very clear, as the Mishnah Berura in Siman Shin Yotes Sifkot and Tezvav teaches us, Kasva Achroinim, Dehu Adim B'chol Dover, Kshem Shnei Minim, whenever you have two Minim, Kigoyim Kalim or Begodim, whether it's utensils or clothing, Shayich Breira. The halacha of Breira still remains. Vakein Tzarech Liver, Zehamin Sheroitz Litel Achshav, the halacha Beirur prize, and therefore what you want to use is what you should pull out. Veshay Yisharal Mekaimam, and what you don't want to use, just leave in its place. V'loy Lehefach, for as we've learned in the Gemara, the halacha is that Oichel Metaych Psoilus may be taken, not Psoilus Metaych Oichel. Continues the Mishnah Berura, Ve'efshedim Tluim Kama Begodim Al Kaisel. If you have a number of garments hanging on the wall, Ve'chapes Ach Begodim Shroitz Ach Shalilboish, and he is wants to find the garment that he now wants to wear, Ve'ideze Murchach L'salach Metchil Kol Shar HaBegodim, and therefore he has to take away all the other clothing that are there, Lo'hever Bayer. That would not be considered Bayer. Similarly, says the Mishnah Berura, if you have in a plate a number of different foods, one on top of the other, and the food you want to eat is all the way on the bottom, and you pull away the ones that are on top, in order to be able to reach the food on the bottom that you want to have, lo yhava b'chlal b'ayrur, v'ayim b'yalocha. So Mr. Berura now teaches us a very big chiddush, that b'ayrur is only when you have things mixed together. But in a situation where they're one on top of the other, that may not be considered b'ayrur. And as the Mishnah Berura teaches us to look in b'ir halocha, the Mishnah Berura differentiates when we can rely on this heter of when things are piled up one on top of the other. He says when we're only dealing with a question, a Beirur de Rabbanon, there we could rely on this heter. But in a situation where it's Beirur de Raisa, even if it's not a complete taruvus, rather we have a situation where one is on top of the other, we should not be mekel. When we speak about Beirur of non-food items, the most important issue, or one of the most important issues to focus on, is that, as we know, Beirur is only possible when you have a taruvus. And therefore, the question that comes up is, how do we define a taruvus that we should now perhaps have an issue of Beirur? There's a very interesting piece, interesting few words that the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Shin Yotes Sif Gimel, Sif Yud Zayin, Sif Katan Yud Zayin points out. He says, Ube'emes, Imanu Boim Lodin Din Breira, B'chob Shnei Minei Mecholim, when we come to evaluate if we have a situation of Beirur by food, and as we've said, it really doesn't make a difference if it's food or something else. Af shem meutim heim, l'shafkus chai v'chalila loy mekein. He says, if every time you have two items, it automatically falls into the category of Beirur, it'll be kamat impossible to live on Shabbos, says the Aruch HaShulchan. So therefore, he says, it is my opinion, the Breira ene el k'shoysa derech breira, the definition of breira is only in a specific fashion. What is that specific fashion? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, be'iyun dak, it takes careful examination, liver zemizeh. It takes concentration and consideration to separate the two items. Avol benetila ba'alma, if you're just taking something, one thing happens to be next to the other thing, loy shayach breira, he says that we would not have here a situation of breira. So what this basically teaches us is that on one hand, it's quite clear that almost all Paiskim, I will quote that there are Paiskim that are that hold differently, but most Paiskim are of the opinion that Bayer is not limited to food. Bayer applies to all types of articles that are mixed together. On the other hand, it's also clear that Bayer doesn't just mean separating two items. They have to have some sort of a taruvus. They have to have some sort of a mixture that requires some sort of concentration to break this mixture. The Aruch Sameach, in fact, says that there is no Bayer by many of these items, by clothing. He says that the definition of Bayer is only by items that can be used when they're mixed together. In other words, when you have a food that's made up of a number of different types of food, so you could eat all the food, so they're meant to be together, so separating them would be considered Bayer, as it was in the Malacha of the Mishkan, separating the non-edible part from the grain. But let's say we speak about clothing, or let's say we speak about utensils, where every article of clothing was meant to be worn individually, where every utensil was meant to be used separately. The Aruch Sameach says that there is no din of Bayer, a very big chiddush. Another chiddush is the chiddush of the Mashag. The Mashag says that by something which can be separated and then mixed together, that's where you have Bayer. But something that isn't normally mixed together. So let's use an example, which we'll speak about soon in our shir be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. Let's say you have the case that the Mishnah Berurah referred to, clothing that's mixed together. So he says, clothing isn't meant to be mixed together. If you have a situation where clothing is mixed together, so that's when you have an issue, you have now a unique situation. But since they're not meant to have a taruvus, even when you have a taruvus of clothing, it would not be a situation, there would not be an issa bayir, a very bechidish of the mashag. And there's one more opinion that we should cite as we discuss the opinions of the Paiskim when they speak about bayir or non-food items. There are Paiskim that suggest, as is the case in other malachas, the Gemara spoke about Disha, Ein Disha Ela B'Gedulei Karka, that by a number of malachas that are in the series of malachas, the first series of malachas that are mentioned in our Mishnah on Daf Ayin Beis, which refer to the preparation of Pas, that they're only B'Gedulei Karka, that those malachas only apply to things that grow from the ground. And they are therefore Rishonim, they are therefore Paiskim, that suggest that perhaps Bayer is also only by items that grow from the ground. It's very clear that the Ramah doesn't Paskim that way. Because in this Sif Gimel, and Simon Shin Yotes that we keep on referring back to, the example that the Ramah discusses, quoting the Trumas Hadeshin, what is considered Bayer, he speaks about pieces of fish. Now, fish are not considered Gedulei Karka, yet he speaks about Bayer by fish. So it's clear that Bayer, according to the Rama, who we follow his psak, is considered that it doesn't have to be Gedule Karka to be considered a situation of Bayer. So, as we discuss this issue, the issue that we need to first focus on, perhaps, is what is considered a teruvus. As we've discussed when we spoke about food, but it becomes more of an issue when we speak about non-food items. Whenever you have two items that are very obviously distinct from each other, it's not considered a teruvus. Even, perhaps, and I think that's exactly what the Aruch HaShulchan means to say, when they're close to each other. If they're noticeably separate one from the other, that wouldn't be considered a situation, that would not be considered a situation of a bayur. So, a question that comes up is a very common question that comes up is regarding clothing. And you have clothing in the closet. What would be the halacha? Is clothing in the closet considered an act of bayur? There are poskim that clearly indicate that it's considered an act of bayur. To the degree that I saw that the Brisker Rav would prepare before Shabbos his clothing and every article and clothing that he wanted to wear on Shabbos, he would put on a separate hook that was separate, completely separate from the next article, he should not have a question of bayur. So, what would be the halacha if you have a dresser with shirts and underwear piled up in the dresser and someone wants to pull out for their children or for themselves clothing for tonight, Friday night, for to be worn Shabbos morning? Would that be considered a situation of bayur? It seems very much that that would indeed be considered a situation of bayur, because all of these clothing are identical to each other, and therefore the one I want to pick out is the oichel. The other ones that I don't want are the psoilus. So even though what I'm pulling out is the oichel, not the psoilus, but we've learned that even when you're doing bayur, oichel metoich psoilus, you're only allowed to pull out samach lachila, right before you eat. So if it's Friday night and I'm not getting dressed until Shabbos morning, then there would be a real issue of pulling it out. The issue the Miches Chinuch points out is as follows. When it comes to bayur of food, we know that the halacha, as the Gemara told us, is la'alter. And in a previous shiur, we already discussed that la'alter probably means when you have, la'alter probably means right before the meal, some say during the meal. It's hard to understand what is the definition, it's hard to define what is the definition of la'alter when it comes to preparation of clothing. Is taking out clothing on Friday night to be worn Shabbos morning maybe considered la'alter, because that's when I'm preparing my clothing for tomorrow morning? Along the same line, what about putting back clothing? If am I allowed to, I have clothing piled up and I want to pull out the clothing from that pile and put it into the shelf where it belongs. Is the pulling out of the clothing considered an act of bayur? And there's a very interesting Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says that although we've quoted at the beginning of this series of Shiurim, and it's really what the Girsa and our Gemara is based on, So we've quoted that the opinion of Tosfos, and that's the psak that is followed in the Shulchan Aruch, is that even if you have two foods that are both very much edible, but one food is the food that you want to eat, and one food is the food that you don't want to eat, so the food that you want to eat is the oichel, and the food that you don't want to eat is the psoilus. That's in a situation where even though they're both edible, you clearly want one over the other. And that's when we have the issues of oichel mitach psoilus and psoilus mitach oichel, as we have Baruch Hashem discussed. However, what is the situation, what is the halacha in this situation? I have a pile of clothing. It's not that I want one garment more than the other garment. I'm taking one garment at a time and to put away. So this is a situation of oichel mitach oichel, but it's not just oichel mitach oichel where I want one oichel more than the other oichel, where an argument can be made that the oichel that I don't want is the psoilus. Here I want all of them. And therefore, it could well be, and that is indeed the opinion of the Prima Gadim, that this would not be considered a situation of boyer, when everything is what I want. And it would be considered oichel mitach oichel. There are many Paiskim who disagree with the Prima Gadim, and they say that pulling something out from a pile, even though everything in the pile is equally important to me, still that is considered boyer, and therefore it seems that to pull things out from a pile that's ma'oruf, again, if it's not all mixed together, it may be less of a shiloh. But if it's pile, let's say you're pulling things out of a dryer to fold and put away, that may be considered boyer and l'chatchila should not be done, unless the garment that you're pulling out is the garment that you want to wear. When we speak about garments, there's a question that comes up where, let's say, you come to a place where there's no hangers or to hang up your clothing, and people just pile their coats one on top of the other. And now you want to pull out your coat. So in order for you to pull out your coat, you have to start taking off the coats one from the other until you reach the coat, until you find your coat. What would be the halacha? Is that considered boyer? So although the Mishnah Berurah said that when we have one, as we said at the beginning of the shiur, one item on top of the other, rather alongside the other, it may not be considered boyer, it may not be considered a teruvis. It's difficult to rely on the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, in this situation, for two reasons. Number one, as we quoted the Bir Halacha, that the Bir Halacha only relies on that kula when we're talking about boyer derabbanan, not when we're speaking about boyer deraisa. And furthermore, as has been discussed, it's very difficult to say that a pile of coats, one on top of the other, ought not to be considered a taruvis. Particularly, where here, it's certainly a situation of oichel mitach psoilus or psoilus mitach oichel, because it's only the coat, it's only my coat that I want, that coat is the oichel. All the other coats are to me psoilus. So what should you do? You have to get your coat, and you have a pile of coats, one on top of the other. So the Paiskim give a number of pieces of advice. One Eitzah that's suggested by the Paiskim, and we've spoken about this previously when we spoke about food, is that if instead of pulling out one item at a time, what you do is you take the entire pile of coats and you throw them in a way, and again, it's other people's coats, so you need to be thinking about this, but you throw them in a way that they're now separated. So as the Gemara said, Shaitchan, the Gemara says that were Avdimi, when he was in charge of serving the food to the Bnei Yeshiva, Shaitchan, he just spread them out. That isn't considered bayir. So if possible, what can be done is to spread out all of those coats. And after you spread out all of those coats, then you can identify and pick up your coat. Obviously, this isn't such a greater piece of advice, because people, there may not be place, nor do people really want you to spread out their coats on the floor. So the advice that's given by the Poskim is, it's only boimer if you completely pull it out. So if I have here the coat that I don't want, it's not my coat, that's certainly a coat that the halacha would consider psoilus. But if I pull it out completely, I'm violating boimer. But if I'm careful not to completely pull it out, but rather what I do is I just pull it out somewhat to be able to see it is or it isn't my coat, that isn't an act of boimer. Because boimer is only when I completely pulled it out, not in a situation where I haven't completely pulled it out. The din of boimer, as we said, as we've been learning in our shir, is not only limited to actual food items, and therefore, what is the halacha if you have food in your refrigerator, freezer, both regarding taking the food out or pulling the food or putting the food back in? So, if you have, for example, a case of soda, and you want to put a specific flavor of soda into the refrigerator, so pulling out the bottle that you want is the oichel versus the bottles that you don't want, which are psoilus. And that would be mutter to do, but it has to be samach l'suda. Here the Paiskim take a little more of a lenient approach, because they say samach l'suda here is at a time where it's usable for the meal. Because as we've learned, the heter of samach l'suda is because that makes it into the derech achila. And therefore, by putting it into the refrigerator a couple of hours earlier, when you now will put it in a time that it should be able to get properly chilled before eating, even though it may be a longer time than normal, that may be considered samach l'suda. But what about taking something out of the refrigerator or taking something out of the pantry? So it goes back to what we discussed at the beginning of this year. If it's a situation where the food in the pantry or in the refrigerator are not so close to each other, so now we don't have a problem of a taruvus when every item is very noticeably separate. But in a situation where you have a lot of food in Baruch Hashem in your refrigerator, freezer, pantry, and this question comes up very often, and you want to get to a specific item, that's your oichel, but it's blocked by different items which are clearly the psoilus. What are you supposed to do? Because pulling out, which is what we normally do, the item that we don't want, and then getting to the item we do want, is clearly a situation of psoilus metoich oichel. So how do you get to the food that you want? So what you have to do, very similar to the advice that we gave a few moments ago, is to push to the side what you don't want. Don't pull it out of the pantry or the refrigerator. Just push it to the side till you reach the item that you want. Boyer, as we just said, is only in a situation where you actually are boyer, where you actually pull out what you don't want. Here you're not actually pulling out what you don't want. You're only pushing it to the side. That would not be considered a situation of boyer. For those people who go to the mikveh on Shabbos, and they come to the mikveh, and there's a pile of towels, and they don't like the towel that is on top, they think it's not such a great towel, and they want to pull out a towel from the bottom. So if they just identify a towel from the bottom that they want to use and they pull it out, that's fine. That's oichel mitoich psilus. But what happens if they take from the top of the pile the towel that they don't want, and they end up not, and then until they get to the pile, to the towel that they'll be happy with? That should seemingly be a situation a boir psilus mitoich oichel. However, there are two heterim. Number one, we go back to the heter of the Mishnah Berurah, that the Mishnah Berurah says when you have a pile of things one on top of the other, so the Mishnah Berurah said that that may not be necessarily considered a situation of taruvus. So even though we said a few moments ago, when you have a pile of coats one on top of the other, that seemingly is a taruvus, but when you have a pile of neatly folded towels, that may not necessarily be considered one just laying on top of the other, that may not necessarily be considered a situation of boira. However, the Paiskim certainly say that, let's say you took the first towel, or you took a towel, assuming that that's the towel you want to use, and then after you took that towel, you notice that that towel is not in such great shape, and you want to see if you could use a different towel, there we could be much more lenient. The reason we could be much more lenient under such a circumstance is because when you took it, you didn't take it as it being psilus. You took it as it being an oichel. And it's only considered a situation of bairur where when you took it, you knew it to be psilus. Here, when you took it with the intention of using it, and therefore that perhaps will not be considered bairur. So now you have your towel that you want to use in the mikveh, and you come to the mikveh and you see a piece of dirt on top of the water, and of course you want to try to remove it on Shabbos. You want to remove it because you don't want to have that dirt in the mikveh as you immerse yourself in the mikveh. What is the halacha? So there are a number of issues to discuss. Again, I think it's important to say that, as we discussed when we spoke about food and using a ladle or that has holes in it, or here using some sort of a utensil that causes that the water should run out, would certainly, it seems, be a situation a boir. Where, however, you take a whatever to pull it out and it doesn't have a way for the water to escape, so now when you're pulling it out with the extraneous item plus water. So even though in our previous shiurim we've quoted the machloikis of the Taz versus the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Chazon Ish, in the situation where you have the fly in your soup and you want to pull out the fly, and the Taz suggests take some soup along, but the Chazon Ish and the Shulchan Aruch Rav don't agree because they say that that soup is also going to be psilus. Here, that water that you pull out is not going to be psilus. There's no problem with that water. And it could be that the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Chazon Ish would agree that that would be permissible. Certainly, what's permissible is to pull it to the side, because as we keep on repeating in the shiur, the only time we have an issue of boirur is when we're pulling out the psilus, or frankly, under certain circumstances, even when we're pulling out the oichel. But in a situation where it's not being totally pulled out, but rather what we're doing is we're just pushing it to the side, that wouldn't be considered boirur, and therefore it would be mutter.